Is that real?
Wait.
My husband, everybody. Lay down. It's time for night-night. Go lay down.
Lay down, puppy. You try to act so tough. It's my dog. Hey, lay down.
Lay down. Lay down, puppy.
I'm the alpha.
Lay down.
Yeah, lay down. Good boy. All right.
Lay down. All right, thanks.
Oh, okay. We got to shade it. Remind me to shade it in the goatee in a sec.
What do you mean? Well, yeah, I know. Okay, cool.
I'll remind you.
Okay. This is how we're going to start the podcast. You know, what I was going to do is just us go 1, 2, 3, and we eat them, but it actually makes no sense, right?
I'm going to
Because they're like, what are they eating?
Gummy bears yeah, they're like, what are they eating?
Let's just do it. Let's just eat them and we'll explain it.
So should I eat a lot?
Alyssa's not going to eat any.
Okay, I'm going to host.
Okay.
Hold on, you got to wait.
Wait. Let's count how many we're eating.
I don't know. I'm just doing...
You got to eat at least 9, so eat 10.
2, 4, 3, 6, 8, 10. 12.
9.
I can get faster.
Eat the whole bag. 12.
I'll train for this.
I got 12.
John, eat the whole bag.
15.
We're prone for this. I already
I got 15.
I got all of them. I don't know how many. This is mukbang.
I'm going to eat one.
Okay. Oh my God.
Hello. Welcome to.
Wait. How do I start this over? Okay. Here we go. Look, let me look out.
Oh, I feel so sick.
This is Frank's in low places. Oh my God.
Come on.
Oh, look. Weigh all of them.
60 calories down the drain.
I'm pretty sure that's per serving.
Oh yeah, there's 3 servings. Dang it, 666, man. 60 calories times 3.
I'm not done yet. I'm so
sorry.
I'm still chewing. Okay.
Did you eat the whole bag?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, are you dumb?
Yeah. No, I got like 2 more left.
I'm done.
Go on.
All right, I'm done too. All right. 27.
There's 27?
There's like in one serving, there's 9 and there's 3 servings.
I think I've eaten then 30 gummy bears this year.
All right, so what we just did, we just ate 27 sugar-free gummy bears. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's the thing with sugar-free gummy bears to where, like, if you eat over 9 or 10, you're supposed to diarrhea or poop really hard. Okay, so what we did, we just pretty much just lit a fuse to a bomb at the beginning of this podcast, and we're just going to see what happened.
Yeah, right, I'm John? Already a ticking time bomb.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, John, you already poop a lot, right?
Yeah, I'm collateral damage from the chicken sandwich wars.
Oh, yeah. You ate a chicken jalapeno chicken.
I had sandwich. A jalapeno popper spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's today. And my stomach immediately felt horrible.
I've never had that in my life, but can you just say the entire name of it? What is it?
Jalapeno popper.
Yeah.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
That sounds awesome.
It has spicy chicken filet from Wendy's, cream cheese, jalapenos, bacon, and a cheddar cheese sauce.
You're going to diarrhea, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to die.
He already has diarrhea. Don't get it wrong.
I have. I haven't. I've just had the toots.
Let me read real quick. Like, this is a thing. Like, since like 2014, they put out an article saying sugar-free gummy bears are going to tear you up.
Mm-hmm.
So here are some reviews. From a review titled, "Just Don't Unless It's a Gift for Someone You Hate." What came out of me felt like someone tried to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw. I swear my sphincters were screaming. It felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw projectile vomiting of torrential fluid of toxic waste. 100% liquid, flammable liquid, napalm. From a review titled, "Be sure to buy OxyClean too. Be sure to also buy a tub of OxyClean with this to get the blood and diarrhea stains out of your underwear."
Mm.
From a review titled, "It's all true. OMG, everything previously written is true. It's all true. Don't eat more than 15 in a sitting unless you're trying to power wash your intestines." We just ate 27. Mm. So.
Sounds like the best bar mitzvah of my life, dude.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, no.
Dude, we just rolled the dice.
You said how many is the
15. We just ate 27.
Oh, wow. I really went for it, didn't I?
Dude, honestly, I was going to eat like 18. And then you ate the whole bag. And I was like, okay, I guess we're eating the whole bag.
I thought it'd be funny.
We'll see how funny it is. Okay. Guys, I have a couple housekeeping things to do real quick. Welcome, friends.
Hello.
Hello.
I have to keep my voice low because we have a child sleeping in the other room.
Yes.
We do collectively have a child sleeping
in the
other
room. And
we
all love him.
Yes.
Us three have a child sleeping.
And he's our child.
Last door on the right.
My two dads.
Yeah.
And one mom.
Your two dads?
My two dads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I thought we were all in this together.
You know?
Yeah.
Two and a half men, something like that.
Yeah. Welcome, friends. No yelling today. I'm not going to be yelling.
No yelling.
I like to yell on the other ones. I'm not going to be yelling on this one.
You can yell if you want.
I might yell.
Noble sleeps hard.
He sleeps hard, so I can yell.
You can yell.
Welcome, friends.
Welcome.
Ooh, This is a podcast to where you just saw me and my friends do a cover. Now you're seeing us do a podcast to where we talk about other things. We got a big show today, huh?
Big time.
Maybe an explosive show. All right. Let's subscribe, like, comment. Wow, you guys are doing
great. Smash
it. You guys were doing amazing. We went from 50 to 66 freaking views.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy, you want to see my nipples waxed at 100, huh? Subscribes on YouTube. Thank you, Jess.
That's a lot of subscribes.
You know, it doesn't seem like a lot, but it does.
That's a lot.
You think?
Yeah.
Why do you think so?
Because
like
thinking of 75 people committing to hearing from me consistently.
I think that
sounds like the greatest day of my life.
I think that like when you think about like having 1,000 views or 1,000 followers on Instagram, it makes 66 seem like nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't have 1,000 followers on Instagram.
It feels nice.
I have like 250. How many do you have? How many followers?
Honestly, I don't keep track of that.
Mm.
More than you, for sure.
Yeah.
John's content pretty much is about me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Noble here and there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Nickelback throwbacks most of the time.
Okay. I've done like two of those.
Okay. Then tell us what your content is,
my
sweetie.
My content is you.
Yeah. Me.
Noble.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of Noble, though.
Some drawings.
Yeah. Dude, your stories are great. Your stories are good. No, your stories remind me a lot of what I would post.
Did you see my Olivia Garden one
today? That was
today?
Great.
I thought it was very funny.
I was like, that's something that I wish
she
I would
not
post.
Think it was funny, though.
Dude, I thought it was amazing.
What he's trying to say is Follow him on Instagram. Give him your ad.
Well, you have to request.
Yeah, I saw that you were private. I was I am like, private. Geez.
Give him your ad.
It's so, so that because I don't have many followers,
yeah,
I don't, it doesn't seem like I'm like not popular.
Okay.
It's like I choose.
Yeah.
For the truth is, someone, I didn't even see the name, but it was just all in Arabic and they requested to follow me and I accepted it.
That's how bad
you'll do anything.
Yeah, so
you'll do anything.
351 followers. Thank you very much,
honey. Give them your at.
Yeah,
I don't. It's John at John C. Gehring.
Spell it for him.
G O E H R I N G is my last name.
They got that.
Not to be confused with Lou Gehrig, who's not my dad. My dad's Lou Gehring.
Who
Wait,
was Hitler's assistant?
No, that's not Lou Gehrig. That was the other Gehrig. Lou Gehrig is the one with the messed up legs.
Oh, Lou Gehrig's
assistant. Wait, so who is Hitler's assistant?
Is this the guy in the wheelchair?
Okay. It's all coming back now.
Heimlich or something? Not Heimlich. That's actual maneuver.
Lou, I mean... Hitler's assistant was Gehrig.
It's not his assistant. It's his right-hand man, thank you very much.
Which is pretty much an assistant.
Hey, assistant is like a secretary, like right-hand man.
Yeah, that's true.
What was his name, though?
His name was Gehrig, okay?
We're not related to him.
Start with an A. Herman.
We're not
Herman
related
Gehrig
to him.
Was his name.
Yeah, we're not related to him.
Yeah, we're I'm not really.
Are you
really?
Are you guys? You're German, right?
Or
like your aunt? Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like you're like straight German, but
my dad did a 23andMe.
Yeah, what did it say?
We're German,
straight up German.
Yeah,
you don't
and Irish.
Yeah,
and
that
Irish.
Looks right.
Oh, that's a lot better.
That looks right. So John's great great grandfather was an assistant to Hitler.
Nazi, yep. I'm not a Nazi.
I swear.
I'm not. I don't know why I'm not.
John, nobody said you were. Okay.
Okay, but I'm not.
We get it.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Let's knock this out real quick. Positive and negative feedback. Let's do it on Joel's podcast, some YouTube comments.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Please go ahead while I do this. Dude, this is John. Listen to this. This is like the nicest comment anybody's ever. Not the nicest, because
wait, what? What is this? What do you mean?
Okay, so
comment
this,
on what?
What I'm doing right now is doing YouTube comments of anybody and everybody what they what they say in the comments. So if it's bad, I'll read it. If it's good, I'll read. All it's doing is just getting people to comment. That's all it's doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So Matt, M-A-U-K, mock. Is that how you would say that?
M-A-U-K?
Yeah.
Mock. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Dude, you have a weird last name, by the way.
I do.
Like every time I read it, I'm like, Gehrig?
Yeah. There's a tree guy. He came to our house to quote us on some trees that get taken down, and he pronounced our name correctly. And the first time I think in my entire life someone pronounced my name correctly.
Wow.
And he's probably racist.
He's a Nazi for sure.
Yeah, he's a Nazi.
Matt Mock said, your video was suggested when I went for it. What is that? Okay, your video was suggested. Oh, so I went for it.
Okay.
Not when I went for it. Okay, so I went for it. To be honest, it caught my attention because I'm buds with Joel and Noah. So I'm not here for you, but after listening, I am now here for you. For reals. This was awesome. Just subscribed. Can't wait to hear more. What I said, Matt, really appreciate the comment, and I'm glad I was able to win you over. You got me one sub closer to waxing my nips. Okay, here we go. Somebody else said, oh, Seth Rice said, here to say, Chase said, I had the best beard in the game. And then I said, there's no evidence of that.
It's not true.
The best beard in the game, Seth says he has.
Okay, so that's what I said.
You said he has the best.
In his like introductory, that's what I said.
You said he has the best beard in the game.
And when Joel came on, he also has a really good beard. And it was kind of like a beef, you know. Ooh. So they're beefing it out right now. Who has the best beard in the game?
Okay.
I took Seth's side at first, but then I lied to Joel and said that I didn't say that. But I did say it.
Oh, shoot.
So well, now it's the thing.
Joel's going to find out soon here that you lied.
I'm just, going to stop texting them. I don't know.
At your deepest
place. Yeah.
Who do you think has a better beard?
I think you
want to say it on three?
Yeah.
Or go.
Say it on go.
Wait, but do you know who Joel is?
Yeah.
Okay.
One, two, three, Seth. Joel.
Oh, no.
Really?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't know who Joel is. He seems great, though.
You gotta vote. You gotta vote Joel from somebody.
I think Joel does. I'm willing to put money on it.
Joel does have a good beard. They both have great beards.
I am willing to put money on it right now,
dude. Let's put money on it.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to?
I don't know, like how we figure out the winner.
You gotta take a poll from the people.
Oh, yeah. That is a good poll. Idea. Okay. I will put
$20. Is that?
I was gonna say three, but 20 is perfect.
$3.
$5.
Okay. Or you said three, like $100 or $3?
$300. But yeah, let's go with 20.
All right. Let's do 20.
Shake on it. All right. So
your
hands
are
Seth.
Way bigger than mine.
Dude, don't say that.
Chase is for Seth. John's for Joel.
For Joel. Let me see a picture of Joel.
Okay. Jess will get on that. She'll get on the poll. Mark Whitaker, who we love, who's an avid weekly listener. Mark, I love you so much. He said, I'm just here for the mention on the next podcast. Mm. And that's what we're doing right here, huh? Hey, there you go, Mark.
There you go, Mark.
There you go.
He got mentioned. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Mark. Is big, big freaking news. Uh-oh. I know. Did you guys listen to the last podcast? Don't be offended. I will not be offended if you didn't listen to it. It came out on Monday. No. Okay, so what I talked about was I pretty much made a plea to somebody to sponsor me. Okay, that's what I did.
Okay.
And Mr. Fred, Healthy Kayak Wrangler, said, Miss Ann said it's okay. We got a sponsor, guys. Woo! We got a sponsor from... I forget the name of their store. What is it?
It says herbs.
Herbs.
The concept, I think it's like Pro Health.
I think it's Pro Health in McDonough. Fred, we'll iron out the sponsor and we'll figure out the actual name of your store. The thing is, guys, I'm not getting paid for this at all. They're not paying me. I pretty much begged them for me to just say their name. Mm. So what I want is I want people to look at this podcast and be like, oh, dang, Chase is sponsored. And I don't want them to know that I'm not getting paid. And then I had to beg for the sponsorship for this one store in McDonough of this family that I've known my entire life.
We won't tell.
Don't tell anybody.
We won't tell.
Not a word.
This is a legitimate worldwide herbal company.
What do they do?
They sell herbs and vitamins.
You mean basil?
To the local McDonald's. They sell basil.
You mean herbs?
Herbs.
Okay.
So vitamins and, like John said, cooking supplies.
Nice.
Fred, I actually don't know that. That's great, Jess. That looks great. Who has the best beard? See.
Oh, no, honey.
Yes, Seth does. Sorry. Are you $20? I don't even
you
know.
Do.
You
do.
Gotta do it.
You gotta do it. Is this the best picture, though? No, it's not mean.
So I put a poll and just say which beard is better.
No, you say, I guess.
That's exactly what she says.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
I guess
say.
So, yeah.
Okay. We're good with this?
I'm good with it.
I'm great. My relationship with Joel isn't going to change.
Okay. All right, guys. That about wraps it up right there.
Well, we congrats. Are done. Congrats on the sponsor.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank
you. Got a sponsorship.
We're
Thank
proud
you guys.
Of you.
Are you going to take any of their supplements?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
dude.
Great.
So every podcast now, I'm going to create an advertisement. I thought of, you know what I thought about? I thought about eventually taking like a spy cam in there and acting like putting on a mustache and acting like I'm not me. And then being like, I went in there as a stranger and they treated me great. That's going to be the advertisement.
Yeah. You know, like undercover boss.
Yeah.
Customer.
And I'm like, hello, can I get this? And somebody's super nice, you know? And then I'm like, this is how they'll treat you. Because they didn't know that I was Chase, you know?
Yeah.
You think that's a good idea?
That is a great idea. I think, the only thing I could think about is when you touched me, your fingernails were really long.
What?
And dude. I thought about, oh, he needs them for guitar. But I'm like, wait, he plays drums.
Alyssa, look at my fingernails. Tell me that they're...
Something was sharp that touched me when you went...
Honey.
It was probably a hangnail.
He bites his fingernails.
Okay, I do too.
Look at them. Look at them.
Okay, I know they're short now when I see them, but when he touched me, they felt long, and I...
I just want an apology.
Yeah, I think he's great. He's...
I think it's a great idea.
I think he needs an apology.
Thanks, John.
I think it's a great idea.
Thanks, John.
Could you get on your hands and knees, please, and... beg him for forgiveness?
I can't, because as you can see, I'm very relaxed and comfortable right now. I'm not sitting like a 12-year-old, I swear.
Okay, guys.
Right, I'm going to take my mask off now.
You can.
Okay.
We're all vaccinated here.
Thank God.
All right.
I feel like we need a check-in on your tummies.
Okay.
My tummy actually feels fine.
I'm feeling
Is there
great.
Anything happening?
Nothing. No.
Not even a gurgle. I don't feel nothing, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I feel fine.
Okay. Really?
Thanks for checking up, though.
Okay, so do
we know...
the first
time in our marriage you checked up on my stomach.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, way to put me on blast there. I've only been taking care of you for 3 years.
Are you my
now.
Caretaker?
I've only been your caretaker for 3 years.
My licensed caretaker?
Yes, I've only been your nurse for freaking 8 years now, so.
Okay, guys, usually I write out a intense intro, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to riff this one. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
This is the first time that we have a soundboard here, so we're hearing the intense music. As it's coming through right now. Okay.
Nice.
Can't wait.
My guests today are a couple that I've known for almost a month, a little over that. Oh my God. Okay, whenever I exit out of that app, it's done. Okay. Okay, here it is. I've known them for a little bit of time, but since I've known them, I've really enjoyed their company every time I've seen them. John, when I think of you, I think of funny guy. I think of not hot, but semi-attractive.
Okay,
good. Good beard. Somehow unathletic body, but you look good still somehow. Alyssa, when I think of you, I think of great singer. Awesome wife, awesome mom. John, one more time, when I look at you, I think of an okay musician, but a better guy. But I'll go back to the first part. I love our energy and our hang, and that's what matters. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Today is Friends in Low Places. Today I have friends here. And today is the day. That we ate 27 gummy bears and we're about to see what happens. It is Alyssa. It is Alyssa Gehring. And John Gehring. John, I didn't tell the audience to do that. They did that on their own. They like Alyssa apparently, but they don't like you, so.
I expect nothing less.
Hey, calm it down. John, I'm sorry about that.
That's fine.
Well, what are you guys booing at? Are you booing at his mediocre talent as a musician? Is that what you're booing at? Look, John, don't be upset about the audience not liking you. I have Mark McGrath here from the band Sugar Ray.
Mm-hmm. Listen. See that authority?
I'm listening. I feel like it's
authority.
Yeah, you called all the authority.
Mark Mick
Grath.
Rat, I don't know what his name is, to a singing duel. I challenge anybody you know to a battle of musicianship, and I guarantee you it will be funny.
Yeah, I think that it will be funny. And let's see what Mark, what do you think about John and like his, you know, like who he is as a musician?
Your music sucks.
John, I mean, Mark, come on. I mean, don't you think though, like he's only been doing this for a couple years. Like he's going to get better. Like he's going to get, don't you think?
Your work is awful.
Mark, come on. Don't you think though, over time, like eventually his, like maybe down the road, he could find that like he's going to get better at music. He's going to get great. He's going to get, and maybe he could find success because I wasn't great at the beginning. Maybe down the road, he could find some sort of success down the road.
There is no path for success for you.
Okay. Well, Mark, maybe you'll think differently down the road. I don't know. That's Mark McGrath, and that's what he's saying, John. I'm sorry that the audience hates you and that Mark had those really mean words, but I love you, John. I'm glad you're on here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to have a chat with this Mark guy.
Yeah. He's just one of my biggest heroes of the past like 20 years, but it's fine.
Yeah, but it's been more than a few years you've been playing.
You've heard of Sugar Ray, right?
Yep, that is him.
Sugar Ray.
So the backstory of that was an actual video on episode 2. You guys should check it out. I got my friend Sean, and I hired Mark McGrath through a cameo to tell Sean that he sucks. Yeah, y'all saw that?
We saw.
So I just refiltered those sounds. That's what happened.
That was really hurtful, I'm not going to lie.
Did it hurt?
It burned. Because, you know, like, I can joke about not being very good at things.
Yeah.
But hearing it from someone as legendary and amazing as Mark McGrath.
Yeah. It hurts. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I'm wondering where he heard your stuff from.
My stuff? Like my songs that I've had recorded?
Where did he hear? Did he watch the Riverstone live stream?
That's what he did. I told him because me and him are in touch now. I told him to listen to Riverstone.
You told him live to check stream. It out only on the Sundays that you were playing, though. I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I overcompensate for not being a good singer by yelling a lot.
Yeah.
That's my signature move.
Aww. And speaking of that,
sweetie.
Guys, what are we gonna do for our cover? Usually I know what we're doing for our cover. We don't know what we're doing. Alyssa, are you gonna be in on this or no?
I'm down.
You're down to do it?
I'm down.
Okay. John, of course you're down.
I'm down.
Okay, so are
just trying to get as much exposure as I can, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like we're off to a good start. I mean, Mark kind of set us back a little bit. He made you feel a little bad. But I feel we can recover in this podcast, right? I feel like our momentum went down a little bit when Mark.
Yeah, it hurt.
Yeah. But we can bounce back, right?
I hope so.
Mark just needs to hear the cover.
Yes. Mark
needs to hear it. And he'll see.
Let's tag Mark in it when we post it and be like, Mark McGrath, check this out.
He'll see.
And he'll see. And then I'll be his biggest hero.
Yes.
Yes, honey. We're praying that for you for sure.
Okay. And we'll make amen. We'll make another cameo, or I'll get another cameo from Mark McGrath to see what he thinks of our cover.
Okay.
When we do our episode number two with us. Okay.
Yeah. But this time he'll be paying us.
Yeah. Mark McGrath is going to fund the whole thing.
Of course.
Yeah. But he'll be paying us to do a cameo for him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'll reach out to us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so for real,
thank you.
What cover do you think that... So I wrote, I told the John, I read off a bunch of things to him. And what probably my first pick, and I'm down to say yes to no to anything. Just let that notification go. Just let it go. What's the actual song called? Is it called Wake Me Up?
Yeah. Or no, Something to Life.
Bring Me to Life?
Bring Me to Life.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you guys think about Bring Me to Life?
I love that song.
Alyssa, would you be okay with singing that song or no?
Sure.
Yeah. I think she can handle it.
I used to listen to that song, so I know it.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Should we give them a preview?
It's a great song.
I mean, are we going to do that cover? Are y'all down with doing that? Because if we do that song, I think that's a perfect song. I think it's a perfect song to open up with you, Alyssa. You know, we'll fake the piano somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like edit in rain or something, right?
It's good.
And then we'll save John for, of course, the scream part.
Wake me up. It's not a scream. It's just more of a proclamation.
Yeah.
Declaration.
Wake me up. Can't wake up.
But you gotta
save me. Save me from myself.
No, that's my part.
Save me from. Is that the harmony?
I can't wake up. You gotta give it a little more grit, though.
I can't wake up.
There we go.
Save me. Call my name and
save me from myself. Nice.
Guys, we got to do that one. I think that one's
a great song. I can play drums on it.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
I would actually love that, so I wouldn't have to do anything. Me and John entertained the idea of some Nickelback songs, didn't we?
We did, doing a little video for Here Comes the Next Contestant. Is that your hand on my girlfriend?
Keep going.
You know the whole song.
I wish you'd do it again. I hate just what she's wearing. That's all I know.
Jess, can you believe that that's an actual song?
The next contestant. Is that your hair on my girlfriend? Is that your hair? you do it again. I watch you leave him limping. And I wish you do it.
It's a beautiful song. I listened to it today when I was at Walmart.
Did you listen to it while you were at Walmart?
Yeah, buying the shirt.
That's awesome. Dude, like that was the first time I heard that song when you sent it to me. And I was like, I can't believe that this is an actual song.
I think you're 20 years late.
Okay, well...
Because 20 years ago, that song was huge.
Was it really?
No, it was.
That seemed like a deep cut.
It is a beautiful. It is. It's a beautiful song, though.
What's your favorite Nickelback song?
Probably that song, Next Contestant.
What about you, Chase?
Okay, so mine is probably Broken Wings by Nickelback.
Do you know that's not a deep cut? That's a very deep cut.
I don't think that's a deep cut. That was a radio hit, bro.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that the only reason you liked it?
It's not on any. It's not on any of my playlists.
Is it not?
No.
These broken wings.
Is that a soft one? I only like their heavy ones.
Dude, it's far away heavy.
Is as soft as I get.
Far away.
And then the key change.
Oh yeah. One,
two, three, ram, 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 ram. Far away.
Yeah.
Far
away. Tell me I'm not a good singer.
I'm sure some people will.
Mark
McGrath already did. Yeah.
Mark McGrath is the next contestant.
Mark McGrath is going to change his mind once he hears your Nickelback cover.
Is that your hands on my girlfriend, Mark McGrath?
Mark McGrath is a family man now and a great husband. He would never do that. Maybe Mark McGrath back in the 90s.
Mark McGrath has changed.
He's changed a lot.
For the better.
When I went into the podcast with him and Sean, like we were roasting him hard. And then he did the cameo.
Yeah.
And I looked into him more and I was like, Mark McGrath's actually a great guy.
He's sweet.
He's a great guy.
He's a sweet man.
He did a great cameo and
his sweet comment on your video.
He commented on our cover video that we did.
I mean, that's all you need.
That made my life.
Yeah. Do you think I could beat him in a race?
No.
No, honestly. I know you're like lying right now, but honestly, could I beat him in a
race? When I said no the first time, I was not lying, and I'm not lying this time. There's no way.
Do you think I'm not fast?
When I look at Mark McGrath, I haven't seen a picture of his full body like now. But I look at, I see his face. He's old.
He's tall.
Okay, so I think that you got your youngness, but your fitness, his oldness, but his fitness probably puts you at the same exact category.
I could destroy him in a race.
There's no way. There's 100%. No way. You would either tie or Mark would beat you.
How long is the race?
So if it's long, I'm guessing that you won't beat him.
You don't know that. Like a mile? Or is that a long time for a race? I've never done a race in my life.
A mile is quite short for a race.
I mean, I've run a mile, I swear. But
how often do you run? Because I just ran a marathon. No, I'm not flexing or anything, but I just ran a marathon.
I don't run often. I do sprints.
How many miles did you run?
26.1.
Okay, yeah, so a mile is quite a short amount of time for a race.
Yeah.
But
and Chase did it.
When you don't run though, a mile seems like 26.1 miles.
It does. I think that your wrath towards Mark McGrath for telling you that you're not
that would fuel you.
Would fuel you to win the race.
Yeah. You would just be, blaring Next Contestant in your head,
in your
phone.
Sheer will,
to
destroy him.
Yeah, you'd be thinking about Mark McGrath putting his hands
on my girlfriend. I tell about what she's wearing, just how many heads she's tearing.
John.
What?
You're freaking kidding me right now.
No.
John.
It's West Elm.
John spilt his drink on my new West Elm couch.
It's Parmesan cheese.
We need to...
All I'm saying is when you're here, you're family. And I don't feel like family right now. I feel like an outsider.
Well, you're about to be shunned from this house forever because of this. Oh.
John, we need some water. We need some water to dab that up with, don't we?
I think we do.
Fine. I'll figure it out later when Mark McGrath is here.
I want Mark McGrath to clean that up for me.
He's coming.
Yeah. To exclusively clean up my mess.
Mm-hmm. He feels bad for what he said.
He should.
Yeah, he told
me. I'm really hurt by that.
And John, did
like,
that
I'm
really?
Sure that was, I'm sure that was like pieced together and it wasn't
it was.
Anything to do with me, but still thinking about Mark McGrath saying that to me hurts my feelings so much.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Play one more time.
Let's see. What do you think about John's work?
Your work is awful.
Can he succeed in music?
There is no path for success for you.
Yeah, that's what Mark McGrath had to say.
Okay.
You would beat him in a foot race, though, probably.
I would beat him in a foot race. I could beat him in anything.
Okay.
Like other.
Then what?
No, I can't think of anything.
A cook-off?
No, I could beat him in a cook-off. No, 100%.
John loves to cook.
Yeah, can you tell? I get it, no, all right? No. Guys, I'm a fat loser who can't sing well. All right? I get it. I'm not as cool as Joel and Seth with their beards. Or Mark.
It's Mark. Oh,
McGrath. Don't you know? I'm not as cool as them, but I'll tell you this.
Tell us.
I'm a better lover than them.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Mommy can attest.
Do you see this goatee?
Oh, speaking of that, John, we were going to shade it in like 15 minutes earlier, but.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just shade it in for me real quick?
I'll shade it in.
Yeah, listen, I got this goods.
John. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jess. Live update.
Joel's is at 7. Seth's is at 10.
Oh, dang.
It's close.
Not really. Seth's, I mean, to be 10. Totally honest, since seeing both of them, Seth has a better beard.
But to have this close of a...
Excuse me.
So I just like brush it in and just brush it on?
Yes, but please be careful with and don't get that on my couch.
Is it supposed to drip or something?
Honey, don't be rude to your wife.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to... Hold on. I need some clear vision for this.
Is it wrong? Is it working?
It's perfect. It's perfect. Wow.
I feel like we're at a sleepover right now.
Should I just keep going?
Honey, that looks great.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Do you guys have any other guilty pleasure? Do you guys have any other guilty pleasure songs?
Oh,
you know what? Hey, you know what my first album was? It was a Chris Daughtry album.
Listen, you're speaking John's love language right now. Home is one of his favorite songs.
Is it really?
Well, Home is great, but you know, Over You, I think, is actually my favorite.
Wait, remind me how Over You goes, because I know that was on the first album.
A long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And I should have cut since you could come right.
Was that the first?
A long, long time ago.
And I'm not over you.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me move my sunglasses.
No, I'm trying to. I'm feeling love, though.
Slight smile. Yes, that's it.
baby. You're just doing a great job.
There's just dust going over everywhere.
I see my reflection in your sunglasses. It's pretty dark.
I can't see you, but okay.
My lip.
Honey, you can put your head down a little.
Yeah, hair goes on lips sometimes.
Tell us some more of your guilty pleasure songs. Yeah.
So
I know
mine
you
was
got
Chris
some.
Daughtry. That was my first album. What was guilty pleasure songs?
So Skrillex has always been guilty pleasure for me.
Like, you've really enjoyed Skrillex songs.
I have. I've like sat down and listened, like not in my car, but like sat down at a desk and listened to them.
Do
the band
get you
Skrillex.
Going?
Yes. It gets me going. It's pretty inspirational.
It does seem like
stuff.
It'd be like good workout music.
Yeah. It's just good music, you know? Guilty Pleasure, Owl City. I haven't listened to them in a while, but that was one.
Dude,
like,
no.
Oh man,
I
feel like.
I never got down with Owl City ever.
I feel like my future daughter would love this, but.
I literally never got down with Owl City.
Yeah.
What was it? Fireflies? That was their big. That
cannot
was their,
believe your eyes. 10 million.
That was it. That was the only song. Name another song by Owl City. Exactly.
Totally
Alyssa, what's a guilty pleasure song for you?
I don't know. Like, what is, honey? Honestly and truly, I'm annoying. I'm like into hip music that
yeah. You're
and
into
I,
cool music.
I don't want to listen to anything. Yep. Popular.
I don't know. I don't think you have any guilty stuff, honestly.
I really don't.
You're a pretty hip gal. It's, you don't have anything that would anybody would be ashamed of listening to.
Do you feel like Metallica is a guilty pleasure?
Band? No. Metallica is a classic.
Why are you going out there with this?
Because I just got
you're beard. Doing a pencil beard?
Yeah.
I married someone who pretty much his favorite bands are Nickelback.
Okay,
Creed.
Nickelback is not one of my favorite bands.
Okay, stop. We know you're
my
lying.
Favorite band. Like I okay. My favorite band is Nickelback. That's not true. When have I ever talked to you in private about Nickelback?
Okay.
It's a fate loves irony type of thing. I thought it was funny to like them and now I actually like them.
Honey, you're lying. But you love Nickelback.
That's what I just said. I love Nickelback, but my favorite band ever.
It's
no.
Okay, what's your favorite band?
No, Linkin Park. They are. They're amazing.
First of all, rest in peace, Chester.
Yeah, Chester Bennington. Seriously,
they're not a bad band.
They're not a bad band.
Creed.
Is Fleet Foxes better than Linkin Park?
You love
No. Okay.
Is, I don't know what Fleet Foxes
is. Bon Iver better than Linkin Park? No.
You can't.
Absolutely not.
You're saying you can't put them in the same category, right?
No, I'm saying you can't put this in the podcast because I'm about to punch him in the face.
I'll edit it out. Don't worry.
I'm sorry.
You're. Goatee looks wonderful.
It does look good.
Honey, you're missing. There's a few white spaces. Do you see that?
Fill in the spaces.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Just
here.
A little under his lips. No.
I think the pencil beard's good.
Are you sure? Under his lips? I mean, does facial hair go that? Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, looks other
like
side.
Gorilla type of thing.
Wow.
Shh.
Close your mouth.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I'm going to evacuate my bowels right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I feel it coming. Yeah,
you feel it coming.
It hurts.
Can we hear?
No, I already tooted.
Yeah, get it right on his beard.
Don't let me fart on his mic. I will. I swear I will.
Dude, if you fart on the mic, I will chop it up and I'll put it in the soundboard forever.
Really? John, yeah. Let us know when you have to toot.
Okay. So am I good on my goatee? I look good?
You look great.
Pretty cool.
David says, why does Chase look like Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage.
Also one of John's favorites.
He's one of the greatest actors of all time.
Dude,
challenge me on
Nicolas Cage.
Challenge me on Nicolas Cage being one of the greatest actors of all time.
Dude, I went through your Instagram today and I saw probably two Nicolas Cage pictures in there.
Really?
Yeah.
John loves. At least
one. Back in the day, I would post pictures of, like, I post like two pictures of him, like you said.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I did that, to be totally honest.
Because you love him, honey.
I still don't really know how Instagram works.
Embrace to be totally it.
Honest. No, he's amazing. He's an incredible actor.
So, are there any guilty pleasure shows that you guys watch? Let me just say that me and Jess love The Bachelor.
Mm.
We love 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, I love 90 Day Fiancé.
Don't stop.
We you guys are into that?
Love 90 Day Fiancé.
Fantastic, yeah.
We haven't kept up, but we watched season...
With Ed?
We watched the one with Ed.
Yep, that's the best one.
That's the best one.
We watched like three other seasons.
Do you remember that guy that... he was into that Ukrainian chick that you thought was not real forever.
David?
And then she ended up, yes.
She ended up being insane.
Well,
she freaking showed up.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Dude, that one was so cringy.
David, though, like, I feel like with 90 Day Fiancé, I'm too empathetic to watch that show because his story specifically made me so sad.
Yeah.
Like, I felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
Especially because she, like, very blatantly was, like, not into it. Like, she was using him for his money.
For sure.
And he was, like, so, like, tried and true to her. Like, even in the reunion show, I don't know if you remember, but he was crying. He's like, no, like, I love her. And I'm like, bro.
That is really sad.
It was so sad. Like,
that's really sad.
It's sad that somebody can get so engulfed in loving someone who, like, just was using them. I'm about to cry.
It's crazy how that works.
It feels like my marriage. Wait, do that after I say it feels like my marriage. It feels like my marriage.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about our sex life?
No.
Cool. Can I?
Yeah, Don, go ahead.
Can I go pee?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Are you sure you're not going to poop?
I'm sure. I actually just
yeah, that is a good question. Alyssa,
put a lot of Parmesan cheese.
Are
tonight.
You going? Are you sure you're not going to poop on the 27 gummies that we ate? Because if you do, you lose.
No.
Can you just first try to fart into this microphone? Wait, was that real?
Wait.
My husband, everybody. The father of my son.
That was amazing. I'm saving that noise. Dude, literally, that might be the IG promo for this, is that fart.
Please.
Yes.
True. I mean, this fart,
I'm very surprised
I downloaded
that came
off of
out.
YouTube. Dude, that was amazing. Hey, that really was.
It's all the Parmesan cheese.
So did
cheese
you just
I've
pee, or did you actually poo?
No, I peed with a little bit of toot.
Okay. Yeah. So nothing. I did not mean to press that. Okay, but nothing like that, right? Okay.
Would you tell us?
Of course I would.
Do you think Ann and Fred from the herbal shop is going to sponsor the show after you just farted?
I think so. It promotes gut health.
You're right.
Mm.
I'm sorry, but spicy chicken sandwiches promote gut health more than any other thing.
I couldn't agree more.
Like, oh, kombucha? I've never evacuated my bowels to a place of complacency more than eating spicy chicken sandwiches.
Dude, kombucha will get you.
It will get you.
Hey, so...
Don't act like you drink kombucha.
I don't think I've ever had an entire kombucha in my life.
We can act like it.
That's a
bold face
lie.
That's fine.
Guys, I ate like 5 gummy bears and my stomach feels a little messed up.
Does it really?
Got some toots. What was that?
You guys feel good?
What was that?
I don't know.
I feel fine.
Do it again.
San Andreas fault line, man. Can I tell you a sweet story?
Please do.
So the other day is when you were playing at Riverstone last.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Alyssa and I were in a fight the day before. It was that Saturday.
Okay.
And we were arguing all day. We kind of came to some sort of conclusion. And then we were like, I said to her, you know what? On the bright side, we get to see Chase tomorrow.
Did you really?
I genuinely said that. And she laughed and she said, you're right. Why does that make me feel better? And I said, that makes me feel better too.
I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember that? Yeah. It was that was genuinely the conclusion of our fight, of our marital problems, where she found out about my other family. And
that makes me feel so good. That really does.
We were like, we get to see Chase tomorrow. It's going to be like nice.
I really do love you guys. I really do.
I love you.
I think you guys are great.
I think we have a soul tie.
I really do too.
What is that the word? Is that the phrase? What were we thinking about the other day? Soul tie or
that was it.
We do have a soul tie.
We have a soul tie.
Our souls are tied, all of ours.
Brothers from another mother. You know what I'm saying?
Guys, questions from Instagram. Who in the room is most likely to catfish someone?
Probably me, because I'm the most insecure. John.
That's coming from Chloe Benoe.
Definitely me. I'm the most likely to hide who I am because I'm ashamed of myself. 100%. Yeah.
Great.
Next question.
Okay. What is the most important piece of advice you can give?
Settle. If you think you deserve a Prince Charming, you don't, and you should settle for somebody who is on your own level.
Why are you assuming it's a female who asked that?
It could be a guy too.
It was a guy, John.
Yeah, right. Settle for, you think you deserve your Cinderella? You don't. You deserve that girl that you saw on the street that, never mind, I'm not going to keep going with that.
Favorite punk or metal band? I think we all know that. I think it's Nickelback, right?
Dude, they're not punk or metal.
Chase.
You don't even know. Liz, you go first.
My favorite metal band is probably, it's a cliche, but probably Under Oath or Architects.
Okay.
Architects is great.
Love Architects.
I didn't listen to any of those, but I trust you.
Okay.
That's where John and I met.
We met at a hardcore show. A Christian hardcore show.
For Today was headlining.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I meant to ask y'all how y'all met.
Yeah, we met at the Seven venue in Douglasville, Georgia.
All you true metalheads know what the Seven venue is.
Yeah, y'all know what it's about.
Mm-hmm. What's your
favorite? And I'll say all you true metalheads know what the Metallica's about.
Metallica's good. They're great.
Who's your favorite metal
Metallica's
band?
Metallica's awesome, bro.
So intimidating. You look so cool. Like, I like want to submit to you.
Were you scared when I was looking at you?
Yeah, like you are. Dude, honestly, 100% the alpha in this situation.
I was upset when you said Metallica was just good.
No, they're great, but like, I'm willing to say they're awesome because I'm submitting to you. As the alpha male in this situation.
That's what I thought.
Because you look really cool.
Thanks, John. All right, so what is your second favorite metal band over Metallica?
Me?
Yeah.
Metal band.
Or punk. That's what.
Punk band.
That's
coming from two different things.
That's coming from n.k.dss, which is Nolan.
Nolan
Doss.
Nolan.
It was a dumb question, Nolan, huh?
Nolan.
All right, answer it.
Let me tell you something, Nolan. My favorite punk band, this is controversial, but Blink 182. They're one of my favorite bands of all time.
That is controversial.
It is controversial because I know they suck and I know they're terrible.
Travis Barker,
though, I suck and I'm terrible and I relate to them. So
that is true.
My favorite metal band of all time, Slipknot.
There you go, Nolan.
There you go, Nolan. Suck it.
That was me.
Does this is coming from Julie Oliver here. We love Julie.
We love Julie.
We all love Julie.
Julie's great.
Does John feel led to share his poop story?
I took my breath away. My poop story?
Can you share it within minutes?
Yes, yeah, I can. Go. So when I was in college at Kennesaw State University.
Wait, let's just clarify. This is one of your many poop stories.
I have two or three as well. So go ahead.
Okay, this is very quick. It was a midterm. I was living near campus and I decided to go home and study for my midterm because I need some peace and quiet.
Yeah.
And I went home and I...
Hey, can I just say real quick that I felt a grumbly in my tumbly?
Really?
Yeah, I really did.
My stomach is a little...
The joke is on us because when you get home and later on, like hours from now, we're all just going to be diarrhea.
Yeah. Like, none of it's going to be captured on camera. Yeah. It's not going to be worth anything.
It'll be funny to me.
All right. Kennesaw State, you went home for
some
privacy.
So I went home and studied for my midterms. I was at my parents' house. I woke up. My mom gave me a very old frozen sausage biscuit that she reheated in the microwave,
yeah,
and she gave me some Folgers coffee, which she always has at her house. And I had my Folgers, I had the sausage biscuit, I went to Kennesaw State University, I was going to my midterm, and while I was walking, it was 10 a.m., which is a very busy time, and I was at in front of the Commons, which is the food court at Kennesaw State, and I felt it coming, and I felt the impending doom of warmth and death. And so I kind of just stood there in preparation for it coming because it was an event horizon in which I could not control.
Yep.
And then it started coming out of my butthole and I started pooping.
Wait, you're forgetting the best part.
No, I'm getting to it, okay? So I started pooping and I was wearing shorts and it was coming down my legs out through my shorts. And so I had a backpack on and I loosened the straps and the backpack came down so I could try to hide the poop coming out of my shorts.
That's a good move.
And I panicked during that time because I felt it coming out of my shorts. And I pulled out my phone and just like stood there with my butt cheeks clenching even though there was poop coming out.
Yeah.
And I was looking around. And
you're pretending to talk on the phone.
I was pretending to talk on the phone and I was pooping a lot. And so I stopped pooping eventually and there's still poop. And I had like my backpack squished up to my butt so that it wouldn't come out. And so I kind of ran into the building next to it where my midterm was. And
you didn't have time to clean up.
I didn't, but I still did. I went to the bathroom. I cleaned up, threw my undies out, but I still smell like complete and utter decay. And I went to my midterm, which is one of those big 100-person auditoriums. And
dude,
I grabbed
that's like you have to take that midterm.
I do. Yeah. And literally on every single, the front next to me, behind me, horizontal, was all sorority girls. And they all smelt me because I smelt bad. I smelled
like,
myself when I sat down.
You had to like squeeze by them. Like,
yeah, and
past
I walked and you know, in those little auditoriums, when you walk, like your butthole is just right in front of their face in the row behind you. And so I pooped and it smelt. And, and I failed that midterm.
You did?
I did. I actually did. I failed it because I smelled terrible and I could smell myself the whole time. And I was just thinking about every single person around me smelling me. And it was humiliating. And it's probably why I'm not as good of a musician as you guys.
Okay. This is coming from Ronnie Ray. Okay.
Ronnie,
we love you. We all love you. This is the best question. This is why I saved it for last. Would Alyssa rather wipe John's poopy butt or have John wipe her poopy butt?
Wow. I mean, I would rather him wipe mine, but honestly and truly, I would wipe his.
You would?
What?
That's how
we're very intimate like that with each other. Like,
he
checks for my hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
And I check for his hemorrhoids.
I don't have hemorrhoids because I have a pure butt.
Yeah. I have hemorrhoids because I was pregnant.
You do a have year and a half
ago. You had hemorrhoids before you were pregnant.
Honey, I got hemorrhoids when I was pregnant.
Okay, you did, but also before.
No.
Yes.
You don't know me like that.
Yes, I do. I literally, I've seen it. I'm the only person who has ever seen it.
I'm pretty sure I got hemorrhoids when I got pregnant.
You did, but you also got them before.
Okay, well, apparently I had hemorrhoids before.
Yeah, you did.
So yeah, my answer is I would rather him wipe my butthole, but I would wipe his because that's what love is.
John?
Oh, man.
John, what do you beautiful. Think? Would you rather wipe her or her wipe your butthole or you wipe hers?
I mean, both sound pretty awesome. Not going to lie.
Yeah, that's true.
They're pretty cool. I think I would rather wipe hers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a humble man right there.
No.
I think I'm going to, I'll just say, I think I'm going to have Jess wipe my butthole over. I'll do it. I'll wipe her butthole, but do I want to? No.
Listen.
Is it going to change things? Yeah.
I'm just trying to spare her from what could be, what she sees and what she could not unsee.
Oh, okay. Hey, real quick. My last question was, John, do you think Alyssa likes your body?
No, no, not even in the slightest. I cannot be more confident in my answer.
Honey.
Nobody likes my body. I don't like my body. Why would she like my body?
Honey, don't be an insecure.
I'm not being insecure. Right, I'm being actually very secure in knowing that you don't like my body and I'm safe in that answer.
John, I'll just say that I feel the same way. I'm serious. Even though that I look better than you do, I would say that my body is still gross. And I know that Jess doesn't love it. You know what I mean?
Your body is not gross. Your body is nice.
John, thank you. But like,
can you like,
John, I'm just saying,
say it back to me now.
John, your body's good in comparison to my
500 pound life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To the amount of bodies in the world.
Yeah.
Your body is actually pretty great.
It's okay. It's good. Yeah, it's good.
It's
okay. Well, you guys just see. Mark McGrath will see in 4 months, I will look better than he ever has, and I will take his wife for myself.
Hey.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do anything with her. I'm just going to like take her.
Yeah.
And like, so he can't have her, but I'm not going to do anything with her.
Okay.
Are you cool with that, Alyssa?
Sure.
Yeah.
Check this out, Mark.
It's just a power move.
It is a power move. It's an alpha move.
Yeah. Guys, we love you. Where can people find you? You will have to go
through.
I'll bleep that out.
That's my social security number. Why did I say that? Wait, is that really your social?
That's my phone number.
Okay, well that was actually my social. So please don't.
I'll bleep that out. I'll bleep that out.
Do you promise? Because I'm literally putting my whole life in your hands right now.
I will bleep that out. I promise.
Okay.
Just say Noble Social Security, and then
I don't know that.
I don't know that either.
Wow.
6969 6940
Hey, happy 420 today, everybody.
Happy 420, guys. Blaze up.
Can you guys touch toes for the camera?
My dickie sucks. Well, you have way bigger feet than me.
You think?
You know what that means.
You know what that means.
What size shoe do you wear, Chase?
No, I wear
11.
Yeah, I wear 10.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Guys, where can people find you? I know they have to go through a paywall to follow your Instagram.
You can find me at... I honestly don't know my Instagram name. You can tag me.
Okay, I'll tag you. It's Alyssa something.
Alyssa Gehring.
John?
Yes.
Where can people find you? John C. Gehring. Is it C?
C-H. Yeah.
No, that's my email.
Oh.
You can email me at johnchgaring@gmail.com. You can follow me. I might accept it, might not.
We'll
Depends
see.
On how insecure I feel that day.
Yeah. We love you guys. John, Alyssa, thank you guys for being on for real. This
thank
means
you.
A lot.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah. My pleasure.
This is Friends in Low Places, baby. We'll see you later.